Amen. Get up and dance. Get up and dance. The net to die. Dance. I got to dance myself when I hear that music. Hey, this is Connect the Dots radio show. This is like Radio Free America here, where you get to hear things that you're not going to hear anywhere else. And, you know, I'm a member of the human race, and so are you. We have to free ourselves finally from over control. Too many negative factions trying to control humanity. We got the ETs from other worlds trying to control us. We got the pawns of the ETs, you know, the Illuminati, the globalists, the secret military groups also trying to control us. And we got the invisible demons, to some extent, are still here, and they are trying to control us. And it's like we are sick to death of this. Everyone trying to control us. We want to be free human beings. We want to concentrate on good vibrations. You know, we had enough of the war and the us versus them games and all the other bad things that go on that are being perpetrated against the human race by the negative forces in the universe. We're tired of it. It needs to be ended. It's going to be ended when the event happens, when the benevolent, the good ETs finally land and round up the rest of the bad guys that are holding out here on Earth. I mean, this is the reality of our situation. And it's going to has to be solved within the next 2 years. You know, it has to be. And if it doesn't get solved within the next 2 years, I guess everyone that has been talking about it is lying. But I don't think that's going to play out like that. The only ones that are lying are mainstream media, every national government in the world. They're all lying to their people. And the corporations, the phony big pharma, they're lying to us all the time. We're so sick to death of being lied to. We want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And we're going to get it when the ETs finally land and meet us face to face. And that has to happen within 2 years' time of this show. Has to happen. Otherwise, everything that's been told to us over the past 10 years or longer is lies, you know, about this upcoming thing called the event. So it's going to, you know, we're going to find out the truth one way or another here. But we want things to be better. We want to stop the wars, the endless fighting over nothing. You know, there's no point in doing this anymore. You know, what's the point? I mean, sure, if you want to conquer the human race, I guess there's a point to that, or keep control of it. But us, the population, you know, the regular humans, we don't want any of this. We don't want this ongoing war in the Ukraine. We don't want the other wars in Africa that continuously happen. You know, we don't want any of this nonsense. And we don't want the corporations controlling this. And we don't want false religions controlling our thinking. You know, what's the point of all this insanity? We have to stop complying with the government misusing their powers. And the best way to stop complying is, I've been telling you this for weeks, maybe months, take off your seatbelt. It's a friggin' law in this country and every other country in the world, too, practically, forcing people to wear seatbelts. There's no reason for this unless you're sitting in a car comatose and you can't trust the driver who's driving you. But seatbelts don't save lives. That's a lie in itself, you know? Seatbelts are to suppress you. It's a mind control tactic. And it also restricts your breathing, which prevents you from evolving. You know? And the best way, stop complying with this ridiculous law that's been forced upon everybody. Also increase the cost of every car, you know, which made the poor people poor. You know, don't comply with it. You know, if a cop pulls up next to you, okay, put it on. You don't want to get a ticket, right? You can understand that. But when you're riding around, you know, take off the damn seatbelt. Stop complying with a ridiculous law. And this other crap about keeping your kids in the backseat of your car, you know, as if they're a dog or something like that. Parents want their kids up front with them, really. And, of course, the airbags, another hassle, you know, forcing automakers to put airbags. These are dangerous things. Airbags are dangerous. Come on, if you just drive correctly, you don't need an airbag, you know? You need to be paying attention to the road. It's a false sense of safety, and it's liable to, you know, cause all kinds of problems if the bags go off unexpectedly. And that's always a terror hanging over all of us driving, you know? The bag could set off prematurely without an impact. You know, airbags are no good. And to force people to have new cars to have these airbags, they're putting your life in jeopardy. If you can't see that, plenty of people have been injured by airbags. And hey, if you're getting in some kind of collision or something, the airbag pops in your face, you can't stay. You've lost your vision for steering out of a bad situation, maybe. You know, it would be better if you could see in front of you what's going on. Instead about the airbags, it's crap. It's things being forced on people that shouldn't be forced on people. Again, who's to blame for this? Your frigging government, that's what. And governments buy into this crap because the governments are elected people or sometimes self-elected dictators that listen to what the bribe money tells them. They don't listen to you, the people they're supposed to be serving. This is the reality of the situation. We all need to get new governments. Every nation in the world should declare a declaration of independence, because as long as we allow these morons, and that's what they are, these elected officials, these phony politicians who don't know anything about solving problems and don't care either, they just want to get elected and get access to the bribe money, because that's why people get into politics. They want to get rich out of being elected into politics. And the bribe money starts pouring in as soon as they're elected. You know, your neighborhood that you're representing, well, there's businesses that want to move in and sell things there. There's businesses that want to do other things. And, of course, there's the New World Order globalists that want to take over everything, and they'll bribe you to go along with anything they've got planned, you know? So you've got to stop complying to all this crap, and you've got to take seriously that these government crooks, your so-called elected representatives, are not going to do the right thing. They're not. They don't want to lose the bribe money that they get to do the long things. And every project that they come up with, there's kickback money. And those are the only projects that they push and vote on. And this is the reality. The whole system of this thing called government has to be reorganized and changed so the people have the right to get rid of somebody before their term is out. And it can should be able to be done easily. We don't need 100,000 signatures to do something like that. You know, we need a more realistic number, like maybe 10,000, not 100,000. They made it so difficult, these lawmakers, to get rid of them. Yeah, of course they have, because they don't want to lose their cushy job. But they have to go, all of them. Really, you know, I mentioned it before. FBI did an investigation of the Congress to find out how many trustworthy people. This is like 10 years ago or maybe more. And they only found two people in the whole U.S. Congress of 535 people. They only came up with two people that they really believed were trustworthy. The rest are all crooks, bribe-taking crooks. So when we have a problem like that, the blackboard has to be wiped clean. You know, there's no way you're going to turn these crooks around. So we need a new system. We need a declaration of independence, not only in America, but other countries. Look at the insanity going on in Europe, but we care about America first. But just to show you that this is a global epidemic of insanity, of people selling their own kind out for profit. You know, France, they want to destroy farmland, and they're trying to do the same thing over in Ireland. People need food. And these governments want to destroy farms, all of them, basically. And then so their partner, Bill Gates, can ship in his GMO food wherever he's allowed to grow it. And that's what you'll have to eat. No more organic food for regular people. And only the elites will be allowed to have that, the phony politicians and the heads of big corporations that have money to get whatever they want. That's the latest scam. Destroy the farmland, you know, under the full pretense of global warming. And of course, the global warming is, if there's any truth to global warming, it's being done by the globalists themselves, you know, with their harp. There are harp broadcast frequencies heating up the ionosphere to 1,500 degrees. Well, that sounds like you're heating up planet Earth. And then the chemtrails that also are creating a greenhouse effect, plus dumping poisons everywhere across the globe, dangerous particles that we can breathe in when we're out there or when the particles finally drift down. The chemtrails also contaminate the soil. And there isn't one politician talking against this because he's obviously, or she's obviously, receiving bribe money to just shut up and let the status quo go. You know, never mind humanity's being destroyed. You're getting bribe money. And this is the sick situation we have. Besides that, people respond better to agreements than to harsh laws. And again, let me just go full circle here. Stop complying. And the first thing you all can stop complying to is putting your seatbelt on and when you get in your car. You know, they brainwashed you to not think for yourself. You know, seatbelt restricts your breathing, you know, and it locks you in that seat. So when the airbag pops open for no reason at all, you're stuck there to take the full blow of it, you know, because you're partially strapped in. And that's how they want to make you feel, like here. We want you to feel like you're strapped into the electric chair. And don't be surprised if they're not cooking up a scheme to pop all the earbags in one last dire attempt to injure and kill people. Realize how many accidents could be caused like that? and all at the same time? Well, that's what you've allowed yourself to be tricked into, forcing automakers to put airbags in that put your life in jeopardy. And stop wearing the damn seatbelt. Stop complying. You have to start somewhere, and that's the easiest place to stop complying. And why isn't anybody talking about changing the voting machines? We all know they can, especially the electronic ones. You can rig any election with electronic voting machines. Who's, you know, it's crazy. We should, that should be banned, really, because there's too many ways to delete votes out of a voting machine, especially if it's electronic. Yeah. Everybody ought to be screaming about this. Nobody is. And then there's the rule of the parties. You know, two or three big parties, and nobody else gets to be in, you know? They dominate the situation. In a case, if it's only two parties, like in America, it's a logjam every year. 49% to 50%, or 51% to 48%, or 50% to 50%. Total logjam when you have two parties ruling the whole situation. And of course, that opens up the door for globalist control, you know. And again, like I said before, the real controllers are evil creatures from other worlds that came here a long time ago and took hold of our world. And they've isolated. This is a prison planet, believe me. It's going to, we're gradually getting freed, but they've had so much, they've had it so locked in, it's taking a while, longer than the good guys actually believed it was going to take. But they've only got less than 2 years to go to finalize this thing, and they claim that they've won the game, and they will bring us victory of the light, before the deadline. But they'll probably drag it out into the last couple of weeks, because they weren't prepared for so much evil in this world, and it's taking them a lot longer to dismantle it. And of course, we still have to suffer on the surface of the planet. And we, now they have all this talk about we're taking the enemy out from underground, we're taking the enemy out from the sky, but the surface is where we live, and this is, we're still subjected to this New World Order crap that has two strongholds, one in the capital of Israel and the other one out in Long Island in the U.S. And they're dug in, and they're going to fight tooth and nail to the end, and they're going to try to take many of us with them. Yeah, they have no qualms about that. Look. And look at all your phony politicians around the world, you know. The vaccine that was designed to kill people, which it did, and designed to ruin the health of the other people that haven't died yet from it, but are suffering symptoms, and changing the DNA structure of human beings to make us less human. Oh, my God, every politician was on the bandwagon with this. They're all partial guilty for, you know, they're all participants in the murdering of innocent human beings. They're all participants, and they need to be taken to court and tried. In fact, maybe that's the best way to get rid of all the politicians, start a court case and bring the evidence forth that proves that they were stupidly went along with all the false information provided by the pharmaceutical companies. And the bribe money, of course, blinded them to any real truth. But, hey, things have to change, and we need to get on the offensive here. And like I said, the best way to stop complying is disconnect that seatbelt. Don't ever wear it unless a cop pulls along right side of you and can look in and see you're not wearing your seatbelt, or is right behind you and can see you're not wearing a seatbelt. That's the only time to put them on so you don't get a beat ticket, you know. And tickets are an outrage. You know, monetary infliction upon poor people to make them poor. You know, rich people don't care if they get tickets. They got plenty of money to pay off everything. In fact, rich people, that's why they hire chauffeurs. So if the cop pulls over the car, they're not going to get a ticket. The chauffeur's going to get the ticket. How convenient. Well, that'd be okay if we all had chauffeurs, but we don't. Nor can we afford them. And alas, that's the deal of what's going on. And meanwhile, the light forces that serve good, that serve the benevolent creatures in the universe, they're all asking us to participate in helping bring the situation to finality so we can have total freedom from the dark side. We're supposed to be putting out loving vibrations, and we should do that. But, you know, when your government is making your life difficult and the globalists are making it even more difficult, sometimes it's hard to be nice. But we still have to give it our best shot. You know, smile at people, talk friendly to them, say only good things. We can make an exception for the politicians because they have stabbed us in the back and without any qualm, you know, and they've looked the other way to the suffering. And they're all out there still promoting war, you know, because they're getting paid to promote war, you know, which is not really good for any bit of humanity. You know, this thing in the Ukraine could be solved much easier with real negotiations, but they don't want to solve it. They want this war to go on forever, and that's why they keep escalating it. And they make all the wrong decisions, and it'll be tit for tat until the good guys from the galaxy finally land on Earth, and then they'll put an end to it. But do we want to watch this war going on for the next 2 years, and it just might until the very last day when they finally land, but we should be taking control of the situation ourselves, and the main way to do that is to, we need to replace government with something better, you know? We can call it a new style government. It doesn't matter what we call it, but the current system of republics and dictatorships are simply not working. You know, they're not working because they're all controlled by the evil globalists, which are controlled by the evil extraterrestrials. You know, some of them are reptilians, some of them are bugs, some of them are other forms of life, but they're all evil, heartless creatures that only want to control us and turn us into slave labor and continue their domination over us. Now, there's plenty of information out there to support everything I've said. You know, all you have to do is start looking for it and you'll find it because it's out there. Remember the X-Files? The information is out there. Yes, it is out there. And this past week, well, just to change the subject, famous Tony Bennett passed away the other day at 96 years of age. A man who spanned his decades of music, loved by everyone who heard him. Maybe some of the newer, younger folks in the world are not that aware of him, but he spanned many decades. And He was much loved and a great singer, of course. And, well, unfortunately, he's gone from our world now, and he rest in peace, or maybe he's in the afterlife already, most likely. And we wish him well. And now back to the crazy reality. You know, I do watch mainstream media TV because I always want to keep up on what the I watch the news, yeah, the fake news. I want to keep up on what the enemy's doing. What kind of crap are they dishing out to us? You know, the most recent nonsense is somebody from the Pentagon wants to start to tell us about UFOs, but not really tell us anything. He just says, I want to talk about, reveal something. And, of course, a glimpse of what they're looking to reveal is nothing, close to nothing. Meanwhile, all the secret militaries in the world are working with the evil ETs, including factions of our military, you know, and including the Pentagon. They're a controlled organization, controlled by the globalists, controlled by the evil controllers of our world. And that's right, our world is still controlled by evil, despite all the assistance that's going on behind the scenes from groups like the Galactic Federation or the Galactic Confederation or the Guardian Alliance or, you know, Batman and Robin. Captain Kirk and the Star Trek Trekkers. Yeah, there's good ETs out there, and I've told the story, but it's one I like to retell again. That 1953, a good extraterrestrial met with President Eisenhower and offered humanity free energy machines. And President Eisenhower was bullied by the corporate rulers of our world. You can't do that. We'll be out of business. We'll be losing profit. You can't do that. You can't give the world free energy. And look at all the people you'll be putting out of work. They work for us. And he got bullied where he just couldn't refuse the offer. And I don't know if the guy was from Venus or whatever. You know, there's life on Venus. Not in the three-dimensional heat, that physical reality you see and perceive, but in a higher dimension, a faster vibrating dimension of reality, there is life on Venus. Not the physical reality that we know here on Earth, because Venus is too hot for our type of life forms, you know. So there are heat-seeking bacteria might be there, but there are humanoid life forms on Venus, but they're existing in an upper dimension, you know, fourth, fifth, sixth, maybe seventh or eighth, who knows. But and that's where supposedly this benevolent ET came from that met with President Eisenhower back in 1953. Imagine what a beautiful world this would be if we all got free energy back in 1953. But it didn't happen that way. We will be getting it again when the event happens and the all the good ETs land on our world and share their goodies with us. You know, that won't happen in a day. Take weeks after and stuff like that, and slowly but surely the truth and the free energies will be released, and real healing machines and replicators, just like on Star Trek, where you can program the replicator to make something from you and it will do it. You know, there was an Outer Limits I'm a science fiction buff. I believe it was The Outer Limits, where they go to this town, and unusual place, and they had replicators in that particular episode, right here on Earth. And they would go to a file cabinet, you know, remember those things, file cabinets? And pull out a card, put the card in the machine, and the machine would manufacture whatever the card stood for. The guy wanted to manufacture a gun in that episode, and took out the card out of the file cabinet, said gun, and put the card in the machine, and it made for him a pistol. Well, hopefully we won't be using to make guns out of these replicators. I think it'd be better if we will be using them to make food and other things probably. But yeah, these things are real, and they've been kept from us by the evil, no good so-and-so, some other worlds that want to keep us ignorant and enslaved and void of all the technological discoveries that could have been shared with humanity. But we're going to get them, but we might have to wait the whole full 2 years, you know, or 1 year and 11 months, you know. From what I'm paying, I've been paying attention, I've been following this thing for like at least 4 years, if not longer, that it's taking too damn long, you know. And I do remember the cutoff date. I don't know whether it's July 19th or what. We're past that now. In 2025 is the cutoff date to ascend the whole planet. And that's partly what this is all about, too, ascension of a whole planet. I hear it's something that never was truly done in the universe. You know, ascension out of this was always done by individuals or small groups. And then we have the problem, you know, I've asked this question numerous times on Twitter, and nobody will give me a direct answer about what is the difference between the Galactic Federation and the Galactic Confederation. In the beginning, all the groups were calling themselves the Galactic Federation, but now the group that works with the Cobra guy, who's the representative of the good guys, he's calling his group the Galactic Confederation. But I'm still waiting for someone to explain to me what is the difference. Are there good Galactic Federation people and bad Galactic Federation people? Probably so. Then there's another group of information providers from the Guardian Alliance, and they claim the Galactic Federation is no good. But what about the Galactic Confederation? No mention of that, or even the fact that there's two different ways, two different federation and a confederation. Well, we know there's good and bad guys in every group. That's the way it usually is, but still this mystery needs to be ironed out, and we need to hear the whole truth and nothing but the truth on it. And then we also have the problem that there's other sources of the information that describe our galaxy, our, you know, universe system, and none of these groups are being correlated together. The information from one is kept separate from the information of the other, and nobody is interested in correlating, you know. This the latest guys on the scene, the Guardian Alliance, which gives, you know, they're more concerned about giving us the history connected to humans going back 25 billion years and the breakaway rebellion in the system. and then the first seeding and the second seeding and the third seeding of humans in the lower dimensions. That's us. We're the 1, 2, and 3. And, you know, they bring some other important information that they're painting the picture every three dimensions. It's a density level, which nobody else had really brought that one up. But there's plenty of information about what originally was only the 12 dimensions and the 12 overtones, but that laid openness for 144 possibilities, and perhaps existing in the same space, but they're not correlating with that type of that information. This new group out, I've mentioned it before, the Chizidic Cloister Emerald Order. Well, they've got their own interpretation of everything and their own explanation of everything, but they're too high-keyed on the battles of the past. It's more like a history lesson they're giving us, and it's too many foreign words in it. Very difficult. What I've come across, too many videos, too much information coming out, and not really explaining it in detail. They're assuming, okay, we told you it's the ecosystem, the echo system, the blah, blah, the particuli, the lead, da-da-da-da-da, and 20 other, or maybe 200 other new words that you never heard about before, and they're like assuming we're catching on as you're going. First of all, this group, the Melchizedek Cloister Emerald Order and their representative, Ashiana, and their presentation, they don't realize that there's probably not even 100 people on the face of this planet that really comprehend all this information coming out, and most of it has to do with historical battles, this group destroying that group, separating from God, blowing up stargates. It's too much of that, and they keep talking about ascension, but they don't really want to spell it out for you in detail, everything but the real details of how to ascend. And meanwhile, the others are working on the planetary ascension, which started with the Pleiadians releasing that information back in the 1980s. And it's just, again, there's no communication between one group and the other group. And there's other, many revelations were given to the human race in the 20th century. And these newest of teachings connected with the Guardian Alliance, they're not correlating their information with other viewpoints and descriptions of the universe. That's not helping, And in particular, I don't like all that negative conversation about Jesus from this Guardian Alliance stuff. They're trying to tell us, we've heard the story there was more than one person named Yeshua. It's probably a popular name. There might have been hundreds of people named Yeshua. But they want to tell us about people, the ones that didn't get crucified. And then they try to imply that, it's a make-believe story. Jesus never was crucified. But they're unwilling to correlate their information, which has a lot of credibility from other sources. And it's almost like the old joke again, God save me from people that only read one book or present one book as the whole picture, when it's only a small perspective viewpoint of an infinite universe. I have problems with that. I don't personally have problems, but these groups should be talking to each other, and they're not. And And because maybe by putting all the pieces together from all the big revelations, especially all the ones that came out in back in the 20th century, which is not that far back, we could come to some realistic conclusions as to what, who's really telling the truth here. And that's my take on it. We'll have to see it play out, you know. Are they all trying to deceive us, you know? Is the Guardian Lions really who they say they are? Or are they deceivers, like some of the other bad guys? You know, is the Cobra site a deception also? You know, which Pleiadians can we trust? We know there's good ones and bad ones, and apparently. And which Syrians can we trust? We know there's good and bad ones there. And then there's this talk about, well, Metatron's chief. Metatron was a good guy, then he became a bad guy. Even though there's a lot of sensible science connected to Metatron's cube. And then they got this diagram, Tree of Life diagram, which, you know, it could be depicted better. I mean, I look at it and I see different things, you know, and they're not connecting with all the other information out there. They're talking about, they're not, you know, other information talks about the plain letters, but nobody really explains it, you know. And there's a lot not being explained, yeah. Especially all this talk about ascension, all they say is go inside. Well, you know, that's too vague of a statement, you know? We're human beings. We need to have it a little explained a little better than that. Just go inside, as if we know what you mean. And you know, go inside, well, that can mean 1,001 different things. And if you're not willing to be specific and give us the details, are you part of the deception or what, you know? I mean, really. I mean, some important things are coming out that probably everyone should agree on, that breathing is an important part of getting into a higher vibration, breath through your nose, and imagine going down to the center of the earth and then exhale, springing back up at your nose. And to practice that daily. Who wants to practice things daily? No one, really, but that's part of the issue that needs to be addressed, and we have to start doing it, I guess, if we want to. They say if you can change yourself, that changes the world. And, hey, you know, this is a call-in radio show, 888-627-6008. If you have some important information relating to what I'm talking about here tonight, which is many things, call in. And I still have the mystery question out there. The sparkling red lights that are present in the sky just beyond normal human vision, can anybody call in and explain what they are? You know, I mean, I guess you would have to see them first to really know what they were, and then you might have to have some hidden knowledge. But they're there. You have to expand your vision beyond normal vision to see them. We have proof that there are things beyond our vision. Cameras pick them up, you know? I say every week, you can make yourself a smarter person in one night. Download a copy of Connect the Dots Theory, my book. Connect the Dots Theory. That's where I got the name for the show, Connect the Dots. Connect the Dots Theory by me, Tom Edison. Download yourself a copy. I sent to Amazon. Other people handle it too. And you can actually get the physical book at Barnes & Noble if you order it. And plenty of pictures in there of things the camera can pick up that we normally can't see. But they're present in our space all the time. You know, when you, something that's rarely talked about, but I think it fits in with what I'm talking here. If you take the measurements of an atom, a proton, you know, the nucleus, and the size of an electron, and the distance they are from each other with their small sizes, all three of them, you realize that every atom is probably 98% to 99% empty. That's right. Because the electrons spin so fast going around, it creates the illusion of something being physically solid. And what doesn't help, if we look at the scientific explanations, the drawings, the depictions of atoms, they depict them in a way that makes atoms look solid. But do your own investigation on that. Find out what the size of the proton is, what the size of the neutron is, and what's the size, small size of the electrons are. And that information is known, and how far away from the center are the electrons spinning. And then you'll see that a realistic picture of an electron will be something the size of the moon, maybe, with a flashlight in the center and flashlights around the edge. Regular, you know, double D flashlights or something like that. And all the space in between is the emptiness. You would need, you know, which is impractical to show that, but you could certainly make it more hollow to realistically see. I mean, if you're talking about an 8.5 by 11 inch piece of paper, the best you could do is, you know, a circle 8.5 inches wide and just a dot in the center and label that proton and label one neutron, and label dots on the outside as electrons, but that wouldn't be accurate enough. That wouldn't be showing you enough space. Like I said, you'd have to take something as big as the moon and just put a tiny flashlight shining in the center and tiny flashlights around the edge to show the electrons and all that space in between. Thousands of miles would be the emptiness inside of an atom. You'll never hear this in physics class in school of any kind, but that is an important point to understand, how our minds are picking up misconceptions as truth. And nobody, like what I just explained now, nobody has ever taken the time to explain that. So with all that space in between the atoms, it's clearly possible how something that we perceive as physical could pass through something else physical if everything was timed right for it to happen. And also possibilities. It shows us the possibility of basically the infinite amount of things that could exist within the same single space or area. And maybe the ETs will have a good demonstration first when they arrive. But that's it. Most everything is hollow and empty. It's just because, you know, it's been set up to give an illusion of looking solid and feeling solid. And for practical purposes, when we're dealing with a human body of the first density, like we're in, which covers the first dimension, second dimension, and third dimension. For all realistic realities, all the molecules around us are solid for practical purposes with our types of bodies. Well, anyhow, that's all going to change when the event happens, which is less than 2 years. And that whoosh of energy that will supposedly turn on all our DNA that hasn't been turned on, though I hear some people are being worked on while they sleep. Maybe it's you, maybe it's me. And reconnecting our DNA that was dismantled by the Anunnaki or other bad groups that have visited our Earth in the past. And we'll be running on all cylinders again, you know? Human beings, until the big change is happening, you know, we're like a 12-cylinder motor running on 2 to 3 cylinders. Well, no wonder why we're stuck and can't evolve. So anyhow, you know, some people have more DNA, you know, involved at the different chakra levels than others, but most of us are, you know, we're running on empty, basically, as the saying goes. But that's all going to change when the whoosh of energy comes. I hear it's coming through the sun. I mean, it's here in our neighborhood already. It started from the central sun. And a couple of global meditations set it off in motion, and it's coming here, and it's ready for us, but it's being held back right now because the people who are in charge of this galactic universal change of planet Earth don't believe we're quite ready for it yet, and they haven't removed all the bad guys from the surface. So, but anyhow, when the wave hits, it's going to be like no day that ever happened on Earth, you know. The Bible talks about that day. You know, there's some truth in the Bible, definitely. And that'll be like no other, and that's what they're probably talking about, the event. It was scientifically described back in the 20th century of a quantum recrystallization of all matter. And that's what it is. Everything has to be recalibrated to exist in a faster vibrating realm. And I believe the flesh and blood is going to be replaced with a different structural combination of matter that doesn't fall apart so fast and has almost an infinite time existence. And that's what we have to look forward to. We're going to move out of a limited time-space situation, limited lifespan, into an eternal lifespan. And we're going to all participate in this. You know, some of us might take a little longer to be brought along, but it's all going to be handled from behind the scenes. And hopefully we all can do it in that one day, and that the old Earth will be gone with all the wars and all the problems, and the new Earth. It'll still be Earth, but it'll be vibrating at a frequency faster than the old Earth, and none of the demons will be able to see us anymore. You know, they won't be able to catch up to us or interfere with us because we'll be vibrating beyond their ability to interact with us and control us. And so that's a lot to take, but that's where it's all headed. That's this upcoming thing called the event, you know, and the ascension of a whole planet, going beyond evil to peace and happiness, and it's something to look forward to. And of course, if we live through it, we don't have to suffer the feeling of dying as the physical body, because we'll have the new body that has an eternal existence. And it's been said we can choose to be what age we want. Oh boy, does that sound good if you've gotten too old. But, you know, it's going to happen sooner than you think. Time is moving faster. 2 years will be done in no time. But we've got to keep on our toes, because the demons roaming this world, they're going to come up with more tricks to kill more of us and deceive more of us and cause more fighting and warfare and all kinds of bad things, and trying to steal our food supply now, trying to trick us into destroying our food supply, trick us into destroying farms, destroying cattle for no reason at all, because some stupid politicians that are bribed heavily and mind controlled at the same time, you know, bribery is a form of mind control, trying to talk us into destroying our earth more, destroying ourselves more. And that's why we have to stop complying. There are madmen in the government, and they're all being mind controlled through bribe money or possibly other ways too. Yeah, there's technical machines that control people's minds if you're weak-minded, and I believe most politicians are weak-minded, and they're willing to participate in the slaughter of humanity as much as they can, and they're willing to take away all the good things of Earth and give us crap, give us more control. We don't need to be controlled. We need freedom, and we need love, and we need happiness, and we need to stop allowing government to ruin our lives. We need to dismantle these governments and replace some form of law and order beyond the evil governments that we presently have. And they're all evil now, including the United States. And I feel sorry for all those European people, too, because they're being deceived by their own governments. And same with the people, all the English-speaking places, yeah. Australia is being deceived. New Zealand is being deceived. Canada is being deceived. United Kingdom, England, Wales, Scotland, they're all being deceived. Ireland, too. And if people are complying with this, you know, we got to get over it. Governments are the enemy, and we have to stop complying with their ridiculous requests. And they are ridiculous. You know, there is I've got the new video out, but I might have to make a few adjustments on it. But if you're curious, you know, go to YouTube, go to the music, the videos, click on the video bar, and then the search title, type in Beatlemania in America 2, the number 2, you know, the common number 2 we use in the U.S., that kind of a 2, you know. That's it, Beatlemania in America 2, and it should pop up. A few adjustments will be made probably in the next week, but you can watch it now. There's one little glitch in it that just overlook at, because you'll find out the most important part of this Beatlemania in America 2. It has the photograph that captures all the orbs and points of light amongst the audience, and one invisible creature whispering through the air, leaving a light trail. Again, probably no one there saw that, but the camera picked up that there was an audience packed with life forms in the form of orbs and dotted points of light showing up as white dots on So you'll be amazed when you closely look. There's a short narration with him. When you closely look at this picture, you will undoubtedly see everything I'm pointing out. Yep, the Beatles were that popular that they were getting audiences filled with invisible life forms. That's pretty popular. Getting to the end of the show. Tell your friends to tune in next week. Hey, if you know anybody who has a phone, tell them they can call in and share some important information. You know, we all have something special and important to share with humanity. This is the show to do it. Connect the Dots. And like I said, download a copy of Connect the Dots Theory, and you will be a smarter person by the following day. Guaranteed. You know? And if you're worried about you wasted $5 for a download or something, well, you call me up and tell me, and I'll see that you get a refund, okay? When you can prove to me that you didn't learn anything and that you knew everything in there, but you're not going to be able to do that, especially the photographs. Photographs in that book that no one else on earth has except me. I put it out there for people. Aren't you even interested? Well, so much for that. Tell your friends about that, too. Okay, Mr. Engineer, time to take us out of here now with the countdown, and then you keep listening. You'll hear my anthem. I Gotta Be Somebody. It could be your anthem, too. It's the first song on my CD debut album. I Gotta Be Somebody. Songs better than Dylan, and that's one of them. Okay, here's the countdown, Mr. Engineer. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, my stance without being made clear to the world, my ideas and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked because I caught their eye. I don't want to be nobody's slave. I don't want to join them in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without being it clear to the world my ideas and all those people that had walked on by now stopped.